When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
7:33 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Shovels at 7:25, but right now, former Dolphins quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick had this to say on the Fitz and Wit podcast.
Halfway through that year, we hadn't won a game yet, and there was a shift in the way that he was approaching his job. He was likable. He was relatable. He demanded a lot out of the players, but he was also able to get the best version of his players, and I really appreciated him for that. But as his tenure went on in Miami, he kind of became unrecognizable. A lot of the staff he brought over from New England, that was where, you know, he cut his teeth in the NFL, was there for 15 plus years as an assistant. But I think he's going to have a really hard time. If you're interviewing him as a head coach, I think in the interviews, he'll be likable. He'll be relatable. But when people say, okay, give me somebody from Miami that coached under you as a reference so we can talk to them, I think he burned a lot of bridges there. I think he alienated himself from the entire staff. Instead of what you were just talking about, having the humility to ask questions, to collaborate, I think by the end of his time there, he became a dictator. He ruined a lot of those relationships.
Can I say something, Ed? Because I've been there before with Brian Flores. From everything we heard, he started getting pressure from upstairs on doing certain things, from playing Tua to losing games. That's what we heard, right? And I've been there before. What you do is instead of bringing people, your assistants and everything close to you, you become resistant of everything because you're trying to prove that you're in charge. And you get that dictator-like mode. I told people before here, years ago, I lost my locker room. And it was that reason, because you start getting pressure from outside and you start listening to those other voices. And to prove that you're the man and you're in charge, you become that dictator and you kind of lose who you are. I wonder if that's what happened with Brian Flores, or maybe he was just pretending to be that guy who was open to players. And then when he found out he was the guy, he could become his true self. I don't think so, though. I don't know.
I mean, it's just... What is odd, though, when you look at him, is that from 19 to 21. So in 2020, they were 10-6. They're second in the division. They missed the playoffs. So with that record, which is, you know, happens. Next season, 21, 9-8. It's the winning season, but stay around 500. It just, my point is, I guess, if they're going to get rid of a guy after such a short time, there must be something there where, like what Fitzpatrick said. And Fitzpatrick's not like him. He never comes off as a jerk. And I think he came out very measured and just, and wasn't even like, it. That what I liked about what he said, it wasn't an ad hominem attack. He didn't sound like he hated Flores. He didn't want to go after him personally. He just told a story about how likable he was. And then as things, I guess as the pressure mounted, He morphed into something else.
Yes.
And, you know, and guys didn't want to play for him or coach for him. And that's what it sounds like. So I don't know what to believe. And then, of course, we all know what happened after that is he really went, you know, went off the rails a bit and, you know, made all kinds of, you know, comments about the owner, Ross, and the lawsuit, allegations of racism in the NFL and things like that. I don't know. I don't know what to, I don't know Flores at all. I mean, and I'm prone, you know, I've always done this with him because that's how I am, and you know it, and you make fun of me. He's a Brooklyn guy. He's a Mets fan. He's from Brooklyn with the Poly Prep. I know his high school. I mean, I know, I like him. He grew up in Brownsville. But
for the record, I'm not advocating for Brian Flores.
I didn't think you were.
For the record, I want one of the coordinators who hasn't done it before. I'm just being honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give me a coordinator who has some experience who hasn't done it before. Yeah. And that sounds strange. I know it does.
Not really, but go ahead.
Because I want someone that comes in and creates their blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you come in to create your blueprint, you know who you need? You need the players.
Yeah.
You tend to have a different bond with the players
mm-hmm.
when you're jumping on board. Look at the Miko Ryans and that team, that Texans team.
Yeah.
They rallied around him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's rowing in the same direction with them. Hey, look, I'm at the front of the boat, but I need you to row with me. And you could tell that's his mindset. When you bring in new, fresh coaches, they come in with fresh ideas, and they're establishing themselves and their careers with the players. That's why I want someone who's never done it before with some coaching experience, though.
Right. The only thing I would say, and I also think it helps that Ryan's played for the Texans. He's got a whole, you know, he's done it there.
Right.
You know,
right.
He's a Texan, you know, through and through. But I don't think it's that unusual because if you're picking up somebody who was a head coach, who's now a coordinator, that means they weren't a very successful head coach.
That's that too.
That's just, you know, because of the guys like, you know, like Harbaugh now. He's not going to be a special teams coach somewhere or a coordinator.
No.
He's going to be a head coach. So
Mike Tomlin.
Tomlin, you know, guys like that. Like, you need Bill Belichick coming back as a D coordinator or something? No, because a lot of guys aren't. Like, we could talk about Miami. I think that coach is his future. McDaniel is going to be
coordinator.
Very good at what he did as an offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't appear to be a very good head coach.
I'll give you an example of a guy I think who has a career losing record, if not real close to it. No one's thought about Kevin Stefanski being a coordinator.
No,
he's lost in Cleveland.
That's true.
I think he won Coach of the Year twice to his defense.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he struggled recently.
Yeah.
But no one's saying Kevin Stefanski is coming back as a coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
He is rumored to be somebody's with 7 openings. I would almost bet you that Kevin Stefanski is going to fill one of those openings.
Oh, I know, down my mind. Seriously.
So
seriously, winning Coach of the Year twice is a big deal.
That's the greatest example. Just because that's because he had a losing record. Yeah, but what was your resume? Kevin Stefanski impressed enough people around the league to say, you know what? Screw what his record was in Cleveland. That guy's a head coach. So if it takes you years to jump back as the head coach, then it wasn't just your record. It was other things that went along with it, in my belief.
Mm-hmm.
Rosedale, Antonio, what's up, man?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy Friday, Ed.
Happy Friday, babe.
Yeah, babe. Who would be the next best Ravens head coach for Lamar Jackson? Have a wonderful day, guys.
I have a wonderful day too, Antonio. I don't have a name for you because I think there are a couple of guys out there. If you make me give you a name, I would say Kubiak. But I want an offensive guy who is somewhat innovative and can create some things and has some imagination on offense. That's what I want. I would give you Kubiak. If you want me to give you a name, but overall, I just want to see it happen. We'll talk.
What's going to happen? What happened to Brian Daboll? I know he's coaching in Canada. He's actually Canadian. He was born in Canada, but he played in my college, upstate New York. But I mean, not heard much about him. He's expected to return as a coordinator.
Okay, you talking about as a coordinator?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. What about him?
But I haven't heard his name.
Good.
He was a coach there too.
Well,
he's been connected to the Commanders.
Yes.
Yeah.
As the office coordinator?
Yeah.
All right. Let them have him. If you want to be in a DMV, let them go down there. I don't want them.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe.
For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.